This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Wednesday afternoon. Dusty here, Grape Nuts behind the glass. Danny Morang here. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080 AM, the fan, or Twitch.tv/1080 AM, fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. And while the NBA playoffs are raging along and we are getting one for the ages, the NFL makes the pop up over the weekend and yeah. Go, hey, we're still here. Don't forget about us. We rule this roost. And it's two of the most preeminent franchises in the history of the league striking a deal. The Dallas Cowboys have sent a third and a fifth round pick out to the Pittsburgh Steelers for George Pickens. And then we got news on this that it was that Pickens might be available 2-3 days before the draft. And there was some smoke around a couple teams being interested in George Pickens. There's a couple different ways we need to talk about this. But first, let's talk about it from the Cowboys' point of view. Is wide receiver really the biggest need for that team right now?
Yeah, it is, because they need another receiver to take a little bit of the heat off of CeeDee Lamb. And there was a lot of consternation amongst Cowboys fans when they didn't go receiver. And when Tetrone McMillan went off the board early, I think that kind of forced the hand, probably why you didn't see this trade before the draft or on draft day. And also, you look at the depth of this draft, probably not the one where Dallas wanted to give up a draft pick in this draft, because it was deep with like starting level talent in the third round. So you give up a third and a fifth, third round pick for next year, a fifth round pick in 2027. You still were able to get a little bit of help that you needed. But this is goes back to Jerry Jones saying that they had substantive trades on that they were working with here. Well, all right, we'll see. And everybody kind of rolled their eyes at Jera on that one. Well, here is that trade. And now you get some help that you can put around CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. Because if you were to look at it before, who is their number two receiver?
No.
I mean,
no.
Jalen Tolbert.
That's made up.
Jonathan Mingo, Kevontae Turpin, Paris Campbell. I mean,
that's tough.
Yeah. They had a tight end in Jake Ferguson. Okay.
Solid.
But now you have an equal opportunity offense with Brian Schottenheimer, which Mike McCarthy's was as well. And now you have another weapon in George Pickens. It's a diva who might go crazy, mm-hmm. But if you're Dallas, it's also smart in that the NFL trades, you don't have to give up a whole heck of a lot. You have him for a year, but you get to see if Dak, with this offensive line and this iteration of an offensive line that is changing, mm-hmm. if you can give him more than one weapon, how effective can he be? Because if he is effective with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, that changes things for you. And that makes you feel a lot better. And you then can go and pay George Pickens moving forward. But if not, hey, we tried, we gave up a third rounder, we got a starter out of the deal for 2025. We're going to punt on that third round pick in 2026. And oh, by the way, you can say what you want about Dak Prescott. He is miles ahead of any quarterback that George Pickens has had his career.
Look, I've never said Dak is a bad quarterback. It's that he's just paid way too much for what he is. He's an above average quarterback. He's not great, mm-hmm. but he's a step. He's very good.
Yeah, he is very good.
In the annals of NFL history, he's a very good quarterback.
And if anybody is going to pipe in on the fan text line, 503-864-6326, if you want to pipe in with the, well, Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer, Dak Prescott isn't, the version of Russell Wilson that George Pickens played with is not.
No. He's cooked.
And I won't disagree that Russell Wilson will be a Hall of Famer at some point, but... He wasn't when he played in Pittsburgh last year.
What does this mean for the Steelers, though? Because they trade for DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
And they get some capital back in dealing off Pickens. But all signs seem to, you know, Art Rooney's out here saying that he believes that Aaron Rodgers is going to come to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, why the hell are you getting rid of George Pickens?
Well, it goes back to the diva aspect of it. And you're going to have two of them mm-hmm. with DK and Pickens. They went out and they signed Robert Woods, which everybody thought was going to be the number three receiver. This may not be the end of Pittsburgh wheeling and dealing, because if you can go and you can send, you know, one of those picks or some of your own to, I don't know, like if you go Houston, right? Maybe Houston is a place where John Michi is there. Mm-hmm. You go and you make a trade for him, because they got Nico Collins, Christian Kirk, Tank Dell. Like, they've got three.
Well, Gabe Davis is a free agent.
Oh, Gabe Davis is out on the street. I don't know if that's who you're going to want to get.
What's Alan Lazard up to these days?
Also, yeah, exactly. That's exactly where I was going to go. Not maybe Alan Lazard, because... Oof. But you're also, if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback...
He wants one of his guys.
We know this about Aaron Rodgers. He's going to want to go and get one of his guys. Now,
how old is Jordy Nelson now?
I don't know if it's Jordy. I don't know if Pittsburgh is the front office to bend the knee to Aaron Rodgers and bring in one of his buddies to come and play, because you don't want Alan Lazard. You don't want Randall Cobb. He finally retired. Wow. You don't want any of those guys, but you need to get another receiver that he can work with. And right now, you don't have a number three.
And Devontae's already signed.
You have DK, you have Woods, and you've got Pat Freiermuth. Mm-hmm. Those are good targets to have, with Jaylen Warren coming out of the backfield. You can sit there and you go...
You can talk yourself into it.
Yeah, we can... You got receiving back out of the backfield because they got Cordell Patterson, mm-hmm. who's old, yep. but he was a guy who used to play wide receiver. So you can throw it to him out of the backfield. They could get creative and go and trade for somebody else. But it all is going to hinge on, do you get Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. Because if you didn't get Aaron Rodgers, you couldn't have George Pickens on the roster either.
No. Doesn't make any sense for you.
No. And I don't think the freight was bad for Dallas either. I mean,
no, but I
it's
also
a rental.
Think, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you're just kicking the can again, and they haven't gotten Micah Parsons' contract squared away yet. I'm just sitting there looking at their books and going, you had so many other things you had to deal with.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Jared Jones and the way that he operates, but yeah, it's always a future Jerry problem.
Yeah, I know. And in future Jerry just keeps paying for it over and over and over
again. You're dang right.
And yet... how many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man? All of them.
Yeah. And this comes down to America's team trading for a player from the team that NFL Films wanted to be America's mm-hmm. team, but they said, we don't want to be that.
Yeah.
And I will never let Cowboys fans forget that. Mm-hmm. NFL Films went to the Pittsburgh Steelers first and said, hey, you guys want to be dubbed as America's team? And they were like, no, thank you. And the Cowboys were like, yes.
Yeah.
We want that.
Yeah, Steelers, big-time fumble.
Mm. It's a big-time fumble for every football fan in America. Mm-hmm. Because now we have to hear the insufferable Cowboys fans, America's team. It's like, yeah, you were the second pick.
Calm down.
You're like Canada.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't mean that, Canada. You guys didn't deserve that.
Dusty Hera.
You guys didn't deserve that, Canada. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's not. All right, coming up next, the Golden State Warriors take game one from the Minnesota Timberwolves, but at what cost? Danny and Dusty, Tonight the Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
The Golden State Warriors complete the underdog sweep of Game 1 in the conference semis for the East and West. The first time in NBA history, four road teams have pulled off a victory in Game 1. Not first time in the modern era, not first time since 1980, not first time since the merger. First time in league history.
Home court advantage does not matter anymore.
It went out the bleeping window.
And it's hard to explain why it happened, because every situation was so different.
A lot of choking, but yeah, they were all just different versions of just and jacking that thing up.
It was experienced teams that have been there before, Boston. Mm-hmm. It was teams that are still like getting their scars and figuring out how to win in the playoffs. It was teams that have been to the playoffs before. We thought that they had their scars. Mm-hmm.
Cleveland.
And Minnesota. Yeah. And I mean, both of those teams where it's like, these teams shouldn't be doing that at this
Cleveland's
point.
The most excusable because of the injuries.
The injuries
that's the most
huge. And they had a 20-point lead.
Yeah, that's, again, it's still inexcusable, but it's the most excusable of all of them.
Yeah, it is.
The Thunder gacked all over the ball. Chet, like, I watched the replay back. After Chet misses that first free throw, that second one, man, he just stared at the ball. He was deep in the mix.
He's in a dark place.
He was deep in the mix there. And Chet's a good free throw shooter. Like, it was like, oh, that's...
Could have fooled me watching those things clank off.
Because he bricked them bad.
They were horrible misses. And playoff pressure's different.
Mm-hmm.
It is different.
That's why you always say you got to get your scars. but the Warriors pull off the upset against the Minnesota Timberwolves. We got news. If you listen to Jeff Rust in his breaks, Steph Curry.
You mean
Grabnuts himself.
Grabnuts. Who, by the way, if you missed, go back, listen to the first segment of the show. Mm-hmm. Jeff Rust, Grabnuts, number three cereal on his power, his top five mm-hmm. power rankings of cereal.
First hour of the show, already posted.
It means it's up there on Mount Rushmore.
Number three.
Good God. Well, number 30 for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. You know, he's missed 245 games in his career. Not one with a hamstring injury.
Oh, really?
A lot of ankles.
Yeah, I'd venture to guess majority of those were the ankles early in his career.
A lot of ankles in the first couple of years.
That was one of those situations where when you saw it during the game, everybody knows. You're like,
you do the reach back.
That's not good. He didn't go knee. He went back of his leg. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what it is. 1 week is what he's going to be sidelined for. That ain't enough.
I'd be stunned if he came back for the series. To be honest, I'd be stunned if he came back. He is 36 years old with a hamstring. Now, he did luck out. It's a grade one, but it is a hamstring strain. It's not a little tweak. It is a strain. And when he did it, you saw him wince and kind of do the hop.
Well, he came back and scored a bucket on the other end.
Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of tried to shake it off. He tried to explode, and it wasn't there. And you saw him wince, and he just goes to the little push floater, and he went to Kerr and gave him the nope.
Everybody knows that's ever had a hamstring injury, that little that pinch and then the burn that you get in the back of your hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, buddy, it's not a good feeling, and you know it.
That offense already, you wonder if not Steph who? Look, I am not going to count out Jimmy Butler. Jimothy Butler is a primetime playoff performer. He is built for that moment.
Jimmy!
But he is also looking a little longer in the tooth. And, like, if you watch him play.
He went 2 of 8 from three, and he banked one in trying to draw a foul.
That's the thing is, it feels like Jimmy's been not boiled down to, but he's definitely lost a little bit of a step. Physicality's still there. But if you don't bite on his pump fake, it doesn't feel like he's got as much juice putting the ball down anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with how many minutes he's having to play, because they don't have anybody else who can score.
Well, 41 from Jimmy, minutes that is, 40 from Buddy Hield, and thank God they had Buddy Hield last night,
because
too.
He started out 0 of 7.
And then he got hot.
Dumb hot again.
And I'm picking up the good cop, bad cop that Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler are playing.
Draymond declared that tonight Jimmy became Batman and Buddy went from Alfred to Robin. Do you guys have any comments on that declaration?
No.
I'll start out.
No. I'm Batman today. I saved the day.
I love Buddy.
He's still Robin.
It's okay. But he had another good game, man. You except probably... for that stupid thing you did at the beginning of the game when you have on the right shorts. It's not real Robin and or Batman-like.
Buddy, what happened with the wardrobe malfunction?
Jimmy switched it out. That's it was Jimmy's fault.
Okay.
Jimmy switched it out. And that's what happens. I was looking for my shorts, and I thought it was the right one. He said, yo, put these on. It was the right. And that was good.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going. Jimmy's fault. His locker is next to my locker. I was looking for my shorts. He said, yo, I can't find my shorts. Oh, I see there. And I put them on, and it looked just alike. And after that, I got a fine for it. So it's cool. It's Jimmy's fault. Blame Jimmy.
Jimmy, I mean, obviously, you know there's always so much responsibility on you, but when you see Steph go down...
Responsibility in the shorts, too. Like I'm telling you, a lot of responsibility on him. He's not doing his job.
I love Buddy. I do. I love Buddy Hield, man. Buddy is an immaculate vibes guy. He is. Like, everybody around the league loves Buddy. But, and look, Jimmy can be a complete pain of epic proportions. But also, when guys are in line with him... Think about Jimmy Butler's career arc. Where has he been wrong? Was he right about Cat and Wiggins?
Yeah, I would say probably Philly was his one where it was like, you had a good team,
they chose Ben Simmons over him.
Well, I get that, but it was, he didn't seem like he was checked in at all.
Well, it's because of what? It was the same thing in Minnesota. They were worried about Cat and Wiggins, and he was like, these guys aren't it. They don't have it, and they aren't on the same wavelength as me. I want to win. every stop he has been at where he's been a quote-unquote problem, he's been right.
Mm-hmm.
He's an a-hole, but he's been right. Ben Simmons didn't have it. Cat didn't have it. Wiggins didn't have it. Like, in Miami, them not going and being willing to expend assets to go get help, they didn't have it.
But we all know the time that he was in Philly, it was Ben Simmons coming off of injury, and they were like, he's the number one overall pick, and when he has played, he's been pretty damn good. And it was like almost he never gave it a chance.
It's the mentality stuff. That's what. And
if you give an F, that's when he's going to be there for you.
Jimmy is like the smoke detector for dogging them per 36, and that thing just chirps all the time around weak dudes.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't abide it. Is that going to be enough for the Warriors? Because they've probably lost Steph for this series. And I don't think Minnesota can play as bad as they played in game one in any other game.
No, but the fact of the matter is that this is back-to-back games where Minnesota has played dreadfully offensively, and especially from beyond the arc. And I think they got some real questions that they're asking, because they can't continue to play the style that they played last night.
God, no.
And Finch, like, we know game one is feeling each other out and seeing where everybody's at. Game two, you start to integrate a little bit of counters. And then games three and four, you really get the haymaker.
Yeah.
But not trying to feed Rudy Gobert more. Like, I know Chris Finch, we played the audio earlier of him saying they were grabbing, pulling on Rudy Gobert, and we need to get more calls. It didn't really try to go down that road very often.
The physicality was lacking, to say the least.
It's not, and that's not a, that's not wholly an officiating problem. No. That's a, you need to light the fire under Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards to make that happen, too.
Yeah, the light went out.
Light went out. That's a damning quote.
That's a tough one. All right, come up next, we're going to keep it in the NBA.
Also, Mike Conley, very bad.
Look, we talked about this a couple weeks ago going into the playoffs. I love Mike Conley. Mike Conley's cooked. Remember.
But he had that one game.
Remember.
And that's what he's going to be good for in a series, is one game.
We talked about the 2007 draft. Greg Oden, Kevin Durant, Al Horford, Mike Conley, Jeff Green.
Yeah.
That's your top five.
That's pretty good top five.
Four players that have played 17 plus years.
That's a pretty good top
five. Good luck finding another draft like that.
Nope.
But again, Mike, and to be fair, Al Horford.
To be fair.
Is he cooked? That's where we're going to go next, because the Boston Celtics take on the New York Knicks in game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Is this a must win for the New York Knicks? But first, here's Grape Nuts with the Sports Center update.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've got two game twos tonight in the conference semifinals. The first at 4 o'clock featuring the Knicks and Celtics, where the Knicks lead the series 1-0. Typically, you look at series and you say, hey, if the road team can steal home court in game one or two, that's the goal. The Celtics were the best road team in the entire NBA, and this was the first time all season that the Knicks were able to beat the Celtics.
1-4 now.
Do the New York Knicks have to win tonight in order to win this series?
I mean, yeah, I think Boston can win four of the next five games, and it's a gentleman's sweep that starts with a loss at home. Mm-hmm.
Because they've gone to MSG twice and won.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. Or I guess four in a row. If they win four of the next five, they're closing it out on the road in New York. I could see that happening, too. Like, I could see that all playing out. Or I guess four of the next five would be at home again, mm-hmm. in Boston again. Because they win tonight, the two in New York, and then go back to Boston and close out. Yeah. I could totally see that happening. So, I don't know. We will see what the Celtics will not miss 45 three-pointers again. I can promise you that. Because it's, like, everybody's, and we even talked about this. If they make, you know, four more threes.
No, just two in regulation.
Then it's a completely different game, and they probably mm-hmm. win it running away. Because if you make four more threes earlier in the game, you're not shooting threes late.
No.
You're putting your head down, you're getting to the rack.
They're 2 of 12 for three in the fourth quarter in overtime against the Knicks in game one.
Absolutely bonkers, and I don't see it happening again.
Here's the thing. The Knicks don't really play much switching defense. They play a lot of drop, particularly with Mitchell Robinson on the floor.
Mm.
They switched. They went to a switching defense. And it's not going to catch the Celtics off guard this time. But there were multiple times in that game where Tatum and Brown got switches on either Jalen Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns and didn't do anything with it. As much as the Celtics have made this identity of they're going to be this driving kick machine, sometimes you just have to take what the basketball gods are offering, which is two bad defenders, and go to work. As much as everybody talks about, oh, playing the beautiful game, what are we seeing from teams that are winning games? They're attacking mismatches relentlessly and getting downhill.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
The only guy who seemed like he was doing that to any extent was Jaylen Brown, but he also went 1 of 10 from 3.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was getting the kick out, he was not making anything
Brook
of it.
City.
But he ended up getting to the free throw line. And like this goes back to what we were saying about Anthony Edwards, which is, dude, if you guys are not hitting a three, put your head down and get to the damn rim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at least Brown got to the free throw line 10 times in the game. But he was missing in some of them, not all of them, and I will support Knicks media in this one, not all of them were just wide open looks.
No, they weren't. They were rushed.
They were good enough looks to where you need to make them and knock them down in the NBA, especially if you're a star player like Jaylen Brown is.
Here's the other interesting thing for the Boston Celtics. Have you seen the Kristaps Porzingis news?
It's weird because
he left the game because that virus that he had in January and February is still there. Like, he can't breathe. And they're not. I've asked around because during like the immediacy of COVID, because of the fear of COVID, teams did not put it out there. when players caught COVID. I know of multiple players across the NBA that were injured, but they had COVID, but they just weren't with the team. And it was like they just kind of did that. And I asked around, like, with Porzingis, is this like a COVID thing? And they're like, no, they legitimately don't know what this is. It's some kind of norovirus kind of thing that he just can't kick, and it's impacting his ability to breathe, and he just can't run up and down the floor.
I hate that for Kristaps Porzingis because it's always something with him. Mm-hmm. Always something with him. And like it was like, hey, you got elbowed in the face and
Busted open and you kept got busted playing.
You were back. You put the X bandage on right in the middle of your forehead.
Went full X-Man.
Went back and you came back in the basketball game. In that, his 13 minutes that he played in game one, he was an offensive rebounding machine because that is what they cannot stop. The New York Knicks is his length, size, and athleticism.
Yeah.
The athleticism that he has is absolutely incredible. And he had four offensive boards when they were starting to blow that thing open and boom, gone. No, not to be seen again. That sucks.
But with that, you again have got, we talked about Mike Conley in that draft class, 2007. Now Al Horford ends up playing 34 minutes.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, and that's also because Luke Kornet got five fouls and he could not be playable. And then you're just depleted at that point.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is like, if now Porzingis is questionable tonight, I think he's going to try to give it a go. Is from what I understand this morning, talking to guys, that it's like, it's just, can he breathe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can he get up and down the floor without being so late? Like, there's, I can go and have it be difficult. And then there's, I just can't get up and down the floor because I can't breathe. And they're just not going to let him go out there and put him in a position where something could happen to him.
Well, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, he kind of gets so tired that he gets hurt.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, this is a guy who had
probably going to get hurt.
This is not new in the sense of like up to date. When he left the Dallas Mavericks, I was talking to a Mavs staffer, was this 4 years ago when they traded him to the Wizards? He had 41 or 42 chronicled lower body injuries.
Jeez.
So you've got a 7'3" guy that has all of these lower body injuries who's out of gas.
Venn diagram, Danny Meringue and Kristaps Porzingis, lower body injuries.
I think I still got him on surgeries, but he's got me on total injuries. It's a little sliding scale there. But there's, we talked about wanting to be play your best basketball going into the playoffs and, you know, getting hit in the mouth and kind of being ready for this. This feels like for both the Celtics and the Cavs, who for the most part, with the exception of the Celtics dealing with the dings to Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis, otherwise they've been pretty healthy. The Cavs missed games this year. They had the fifth least missed games, and they're turning into a pumpkin. The clock is striking midnight. It's just hitting them at a horrible time. And I'm looking at the Celtics right now and I'm going, is the clock hitting midnight for the Celtics? Because if all of a sudden all of that size and being able to play five out, if they have to change stylistically who they are because they can't have five shooters on the floor for 38 to 48 minutes, that changes a pretty significant dynamic of that team.
Injury luck determines every champion.
Every single one of them.
In any sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their injury luck is 100% part of the game. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, we could see it. And that's how favorites go down. I mean, look, the Dodgers got over the hump. They won another World Series. But what was the detriment to them not climbing the mountain in years past? They've always had an incredible, I mean, since they won the COVID one, they've had an incredible team.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible teams. But injury luck,
mm-hmm.
it catches you and it just ravages teams and you never know when it's going
to
come.
Whether it was their pitching staff or Freddie Freeman, like they just had stuff that just happened to them.
And you see it in the NBA, mm-hmm. you see it in the NFL,
Kevin Durant,
every single
Clay
year
Thompson.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened to Joel Embiid, for God's sakes. I mean, it is the determining factor is how healthy are you?
Mm-hmm.
And if Boston and Cleveland are both wearing down at the inopportune time,
And dude, the Pacers and Knicks are healthy. We saw those guys match up last year.
That is a switchblade fight in the Eastern Conference Finals, which I'd kind of be here for.
Look, like, Pacers, Knicks, sign me up for it.
That'd be fun. Two
franchises who historically hate each other? Oh, yes.
Dude,
love it.
You can already see the Eastern Conference Finals open being Reggie Miller and Spike Lee. It would be amazing.
And lean all the way into it.
Yes.
Every last bit of it. Because actually, TNT is the home of the Eastern Conference Semis, too.
I'm talking Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm sorry, Eastern Conference Semis. The Eastern Conference Finals. They have the exclusive rights for it this last year. So
hell yeah.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Reggie's on the call, you know, being a part of it.
Let's
hell yeah.
Do it.
Have him and Spike put something on the line. They can get a tattoo.
That'd be great.
All about it.
I'm here for it. Tonight is going to tell us a lot, though, with the Knicks Celtics and the Nuggets Thunder.
Yep.
Because you have two teams at home have got to right some wrongs that went horrifically wrong in the final seconds.
And Nikola Jokic is finally seizing a hold of his position as the guy for the Nuggets. Can they pull it off here and get a 2-0 lead on the world-class Oklahoma City Thunder? That's what we'll wrap up today's show with here on Danny and Dusty, Tenney the Fan. We got an all-timer in Game 1 between the Denver Nuggets and Oklahoma City Thunder that saw Aaron Gordon win another game. He's got two game winners this year, one on the three on the kickout from Russell Westbrook and one on the putback dunk with less than 0.1 seconds remaining
in
the game.
Good to have.
Aaron Gordon having a pretty good postseason.
Yeah, it's all right.
When you look at this series and Denver doing what they did, Jokic doing what he did, and so many other Nuggets seeing so much meat left on the bone for where they fell short, we are looking at this Oklahoma City Thunder team, and SGA was incredible. Chet just coughed up a fur ball on those missed free throws. Jalen Williams did not show up. You had the Alex Caruso game. Are you worried if you're the Thunder right now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You don't have an answer for Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Gordon, like, here's the thing. Aaron Gordon going 3 of 6 from three, not going to be my biggest worry, but the fact that he was also having his way on the boards, that's alarming. When Jokic is going off for 42-22, it's the 22 and the 14 rebounds. The 14 rebounds from Aaron Gordon, you can't let two guys dominate you like that, right?
In 8 games in this year's playoffs, this is what Aaron Gordon has done. He is averaging 19 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a combined for one stock, you know, between steals and blocks. He's shooting 51% from the floor, 33% from three, and 89% from the free throw line.
That's pretty good. But here's where, after game one, what's going to be the adjustment? Because when you see both Christian Brown and Aaron Gordon getting the rebounds that they did, because Brown had 13 of his own, you're paying a ton of attention to Nikola Jokic, and you're losing everybody else around him.
Yeah.
And he still went for 42.
Yes.
Like, those two guys combining for 27 rebounds, Gordon and Brown, and Jokic still going for 42 and 22, means whatever Diagonal came out of the gate with and saying, this is how we're going to play in the straight up and just game one, we're going to feel each other out, it was the wrong pitch.
Scrap it.
And you need to throw that thing away, but what are you going to do is the big one.
Because they're so versatile, and there was so much of this talk about playing Jalen Williams, who's 6'5", maybe 6'6". They played him as like a small ball center and went with this lineup. It's like, you just can't not. If Jokic is on the floor, you can't do that. It's not an option. You can talk about, oh, we will spread him out. I'm like, go ahead. That man is going to get 60 on you. Go do it. I dare you to do it. That's not an option. They have so much optionality between their guards and their wings, though, that it can limit the other guy for Denver, and that's Jamal Murray, who was 6 of 16 in the first game. If you can continue to limit him, you've got yourself an opportunity because you've got volatility with basically everybody else, whether it's Michael Porter Jr., whether it's Christian Brown, whether it's Russell Westbrook. For me, Aaron Gordon doesn't have a lot of volatility outside of his three-point shooting.
Yeah.
He was the unsung. Do you remember when they won the title and he left the arena shirtless and just paraded around with fans?
Yep.
He is a dyed-in-the-wool, all-star-level role player. He is a Sean Marion-esque kind of player where you don't need to, like, he doesn't need the ball. Hell, he doesn't want the ball to go create.
Yeah.
He is the best creator on the face of the planet, Nikola Jokic, and he plays off of him better than any other wing forward type out there can, because he is a great off-ball mover. He will take the shots he needs to take. He will make you some big-time shots, but he is a lunch pail, hard hat, effort, intensity guy that's just not going to disappear. So if you're the Nuggets, you can count on him. You can count on Jokic. You can count on Brown to be the extra effort guy, but the volatility in shooting, whether it's Michael Porter Jr., whether it's Jamal Murray, whether it's Russell Westbrook, if you're already having to rely on that as the Thunder, don't get me wrong, they've got Caruso, they've got Jalen Williams, they've got SGA, they've got Dort, they've got Cason Wallace. They can throw a horde of people basically at all their guards. They don't have an answer for 6'9 Aaron Gordon, 6'10 Michael Porter Jr., or 7 foot Nikola Jokic. And this is the exact same thing that we talked about. I heard somebody mention the other day, Chet Holmgren looked tired at the free throw line because he had to cover Yoke so much. Now, they put Hartenstein on him and switched it up, but...
And he played 28 minutes.
When you got a fight with a 7 foot, 270-pound dude in the playoffs, have you seen Yoke's arms? He gets cut up bad. I'll tell you right now, it's not at Shaq level. He gets hit a lot and he doesn't get the fouls. He's otherworldly strong, and when he puts his back on you and leans into you, he is going to beat the... That guy, look, he takes a lot. He dishes out a lot.
Yeah. Key to the game here, not get out-rebounded by 20.
Yeah, that's super helpful.
That's a big one. And
hey, was that a thing that was a problematic for them against the Mavericks?
It'll be a thing.
Okay.
It will be a thing. How about this stat from game one? SGA was the leading rebounder for the Thunder. 10 rebounds. Isaiah Hartenstein, 9 rebounds. Jalen Williams, 7 rebounds. That is 26 total rebounds for your top three leading rebounders.
Mm-hmm.
The second and third leading rebounders for Denver combined for 27. The number two and number three rebounders for Denver out-rebounded their top three.
The terrifying part about all this is if somehow Denver pulls this off, it upsets them.
Yikes.
Sam Presti's going to dump everything he's got on Giannis.
Yeah. Well, does it suppress Chet's value in that trade?
But yikes. you want to get physical real quick?
Yeah, that's a good
way to do
it.
Go get the 7 foot, 270-pound dude that's one of the most dynamic physical players in the history of the league.
Who's going to come barreling down the
lane.
And
run you over.
All right, that does it for us. We'll be back Thursday. We got two games tonight, 4 o'clock and 6:30. Knicks in Boston for game two against the Celtics, looking to take a 2-0 series lead. Meanwhile, the Thunder look to avoid an 0-2 hole at home, hosting the Denver Nuggets at 6:30. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about it and a whole lot more.
Love it.
You know, you never know what you're going to get, because maybe we'll find out something new, like Jeff Russ loves grape nuts. Number 3 on his top 5 cereals of all time.
Nasty work.
Criminal, some people would say. All right, that does it for us. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Bye.
I open the box. I put it in the bowl. No grapes, no nuts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.